Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor today with a couple of special guests.
I'm Delali Sakpa from Togo, and I'll be talking about COVID-19 in the region, in the Western African region, Togo, where I'm originally from, and Ghana, Nigeria, and so on.
Yeah, Delali, thanks for coming in today. We also have Kai Nebe.
Yeah, I'm Kai Nebe. I was born in Namibia and raised there, but also spent a lot of my life in South Africa. Now I'm here at Deutsche Welle as a journalist at Africa Link.
So there's a new report out, and we're going to get to that in just a second, that kind of summarizes how confusing or unusual the COVID-19 situation is in Africa at the moment. Before we get to that, Delali, let's start with your home country, Togo.
Yes.
What are the numbers coming out of Togo in Western Africa when it comes to the coronavirus right now?
We have 1,400 infections, or almost 1,500, and 32 people who died from COVID-19.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat that. Population of
8 million people.
Okay, population of 8 million people.
Yeah.
1,400 infections.
Exactly.
And deaths in the 30s. For anyone listening out there, very, very, very low numbers that kind of fit a pattern across many countries in Africa. We'll leave you there for now, Delali. Over to Kai. Kai, South Africa, Namibia?
Well, South Africa, throughout this COVID-19 pandemic, has been by far the worst hit country across Africa. At the moment, they are recorded 638,517 cases of COVID-19 and officially 14,889 cases. South Africa has a population of about 50 million people.
Yeah. And when you say, Kai, that South Africa has by far the highest numbers, it's not even close. So South Africa, over 600,000 infections. The next highest, there is no other country over 100,000. So this starts to get to the surprise of this chat. Egypt is the next at 99,000, so very closing in on 100,000. Then it goes Morocco, Ethiopia, Nigeria. Nigeria, population of over 200 million, as many people as living in Brazil. How many infections? 55,000. The numbers are low.
Yeah, they are low.
Really low. So low that it has raised all sorts of questions and has generated a new report in the Science magazine. Now, a lot of people, their first response, I talked to some more colleagues upstairs here at DW, their first response was, they're not testing. That's why. Delali, you have friends, family back home.
I do.
Are they being tested? Do you know anyone who's been tested back home?
I have a couple of friends who got tested. And I actually have also a good friend who got tested positive and stayed at home the two last weeks. So we talked the last day and he told me that he's much better now. He feels better now. He went to the hospital. He's been, you know, treated like a normal case. And it was a mild case, actually.
Okay, but real quick, just to be clear, there is some underreporting happening because there are African countries that are not testing anymore or have just stopped.
Yes, the case of Tanzania and Burundi. Burundi is a really interesting case. When the virus, the spread started, the president didn't stop anything in the country. There was no lockdown. Sports just
pretend
went
it wasn't
on,
there.
Just pretend didn't happen. God will help us, and everything. And the really interesting and sad thing is that 2 months after the president died from COVID-19.
The president himself.
The president of Burundi, Pierre Nkurunziza.
I mean, not the first world leader to have contracted the virus, probably also changed that country's course.
Not really. It's the same thing. I mean, life is just going on because it was clear from the beginning, we just can't close everything. We have to leave and life goes on.
One of the other theses presented in this this report in Science, again, the lead authors are out of Senegal, also a West African country, with a lot of participating authors from Belgium, from the UK, from all around, and they're all trying to find out what are the reasons for the low numbers. One of the theses was youth. Africans are relatively young when compared to, for example, Europeans.
Yeah, I think it might be one of the, the important reason why the numbers are so low in my country, in Togo, 80% of the population is under 35.
80%?
Yeah. So it's a really young population.
Let me just hop in here. The median population age of 19.7 years for the continent of Africa, so an average age of about 20, compared to almost 39 for the United States. So half the... Wow!
Yeah.
Is that young?
Yep. So it might be one of the reasons, if we know that in Europe, most of the people who died from COVID-19 are over 60 or 65. So, yeah.
And Kai, does this hold true for South Africa and Namibia?
South Africa also has a young population, and it definitely has been seen as almost an advantage at this stage. Again, there's no proof on it, but in South Africa, it was obviously perplexing to many doctors and epidemiologists that we have essentially on paper the perfect conditions for a COVID-19 pandemic to explode. But so far, it has not yet happened. And even if we are taking an underreported deaths, which there have been accusations that things are underreported either on purpose or accidentally, all of these things can happen because many people don't die in hospitals. They die away from home. They just simply don't get reported. But even if you take all of those factors into consideration, the caseload and also the death rates in particular are fairly low.
One other thesis, and again, these are all theses. That's why I find this report so interesting. It's raising questions, not answering them. Can you talk a little bit, Dulali, about how Ebola has set the stage, or maybe set the stage in a positive way, in a constructive way, for preparing people in Western Africa for another pandemic? Is that an exaggeration, or is that something that can be said?
It's not an exaggeration. Let's say that it's not just Ebola. Africa experienced a lot of pandemic the last two or three decades. The Ebola one was pretty dramatic for people. Let's say that people learn a little bit from it. If you ask people, I talked with people when the virus came and when everyone was asking, oh, it's going to be bad. Most of the people were just saying, yeah, we know that we are experiencing a lot of difficult things every day. So it's not coronavirus who will kill us.
That's just such a radically different perspective. That is, it's not a big deal. It's one of obviously many other issues facing.
It's an issue, but it's not the biggest, issue for us. That's what most of the people were saying. So that completely different mindset to what we've seen in Europe.
South Africa, for example, at the moment has the biggest HIV/AIDS epidemic, as well as problems with tuberculosis, as well as other diseases. So to say that a pandemic or an illness is new to many Africans is, I don't think, very true. Many Africans probably have more experience of living with a health crisis than most Europeans or most people in Asia or the United States, because it's become part of life. I mean, there are more people in South Africa that have had HIV/AIDS than any other country in the world. But just because, your country has experience with HIV/AIDS does not mean you're prepared for coronavirus. But when it comes to the mindset of the people, it is not something that they have to suddenly stop they have to keep living, whether they like it or not.
There's a hypothesis, or there are people saying that, well, Africans don't suffer from obesity at the same levels as Western European countries or countries in North America. Is that true?
Obesity is not really a big problem in Africa. It's coming now because we have more fast food and junk food. But so far, obesity is not a big deal. But at the same time, we have HIV, we have tuberculosis and other diseases that are as dangerous as obesity and can be also a factor to be sick and to get the coronavirus and to die from it.
Looking towards Southern Africa, the next couple months, what do you see?
Yeah, I mean, to latch on to what Dulali was saying, I think there are many South Africans that have the opinion that we would rather take the coronavirus on than face the draconian lockdowns, which may have been appropriate for Europe because that has worked to a degree in Europe, but they're definitely not appropriate to South Africa as well as the continent.
Yeah, to be honest, in my personal case, I think I'm not really afraid that the numbers will rise or people will die more from coronavirus in Africa? Because, again, like Kai said before, we don't know why the numbers are low. But it just happens that it's like that right now. So people are happy it is like that. And people are also taking the measures, the mask, even if they don't have the social distancing, even if they don't have, I mean, all the health security and everything we have in Europe, they are trying to, I mean, to stay safe. But the biggest catastrophe of this coronavirus pandemic for Africa will be the economical one, not the health one.
Okay, well, thank you, Dulali and Kai, for joining me in studio to all for all of our listeners out there. A huge open question area for tons of research. Why are the numbers so low with regard to COVID-19 in Africa? Thanks again, guys, for coming in.
Big pleasure. Thank you.
Science Unscripted.